brought to you by Penguin.
Good Enough. 40-ish devotionals for a life of imperfection. Written and read by Kate Bowler and Jessica Ritchie. This is Kate Bowler.
This is Jessica Ritchie.
There's two of us. It's going to be great.
To those who loved me back to life when I couldn't see the light, thank you will never be enough.
And this is for Jessica, who makes every dumb dream come true. Let's open a zoo. Preface. If you check your social media feed, the debate has been settled. Yes, you can be perfect. Other people are living beautiful, joyful, effortless lives. In fact, it's embarrassing that you haven't joined their ranks already. Use this moisturizer. Lose those extra pounds. Smile at the cashier. Did you really give 10% of your income to charity this year? Your grandma needs a card. I'm not sure you've forgiven your father. Your inbox is out of control. Did you finish that degree? There is a 99% chance your children's photos have not been scrapbooked. Wait, what about that credit card debt? Your partner thinks you're selfish. Are you making the most of this? And then what about the real stuff? You cheated, or he did. You can't seem to find the person you wanted to be with or become that person yourself. You've been drinking again, and people are starting to notice. The program or job is a complete dead end. That teenager's addiction is eating you alive. Your mom is losing her memory and is miserable to care for. You wanted to be more, happier, healthier, wealthier, more grounded, but you're not. We are living under the weight of the perfectibility paradigm. Try harder, do better. Other people are already at the finish line. One of the most counterintuitive parts of the Christian tradition is its emphasis on progress when it doesn't believe in absolute perfection. Jesus alone is perfect. But we are asked to try and try and try again. We are required to walk toward God to the steady drumbeat of improvement. We have entire faith traditions and denominations and institutions who come down on different sides of the debate surrounding how perfect we should expect to become. Some traditions, like Lutherans and Southern Baptists, for example, double down on the language of justification, the account of how Jesus' death and resurrection saves us. And I mean, saves us. We were nothing, we were getting nowhere, and then poof. God rescued us from our innate brokenness. As the North African Bishop Augustine said, non possum non peccare. I cannot not sin. Other traditions, like, say, Catholics, Methodists, and Pentecostals, have a long practice of saying, yes, well, that's only the beginning. Being saved by God starts you on a path of sanctification, being changed by God, and you might even become close to perfect. Conveniently, this is called Christian perfectionism. Progress is not simply expected, but sometimes guaranteed. Then there are all those who drink deeply from the wells of our modern self-help culture. They take a very precious truth about faith, that we can grow closer to God and become more fully human, and transform it into a capitalistic imperative. Everything is possible if you attend this seminar, or buy this serum, or commit to this new series of habits. This form of perfectionism argues that we are capable of anything at the right emotional, mental, and physical price. And admitting to anything else is just low self-esteem. We are fine. No, not even that. We are perfect, just as we are. Look within. We don't need to be saved at all. Everything you need is already inside of you. Which one is it? Are we terrible? Perfectible? Already perfect? We do not imagine that we will settle centuries of Christian debate about just how good we are, except that we believe it is somewhere between two.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?